Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Lydia and I'm joined by just Harry.
Hello, how's it going?
Hello Harry, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sad we don't have our third co-host today. I'm not entirely sure where he is.
I think he's asleep.
I think he's asleep too. That's my guess. Lydia, we're just trying to remember. We have done this before, haven't we?
Oh, definitely. And then he turns up like 20 minutes later.
Yeah.
I think that's happened at least twice where we've
I really feel like this is like now just a kind of episode like subsect of 0 Degrees where this happens.
We have to get HR involved. Is he going to have to get like a formal warning? Like,
yeah. I mean, as soon as it's on the bingo board, you know it's bad.
Then it's bad. Rav's turning up late. So dear listener, we were meant to go start recording at 10:30 in the morning, which Rav's actually was the one who said, I'm reading, can you guys do 10:30 a.m.? So this is what Rav said in the message.
He propagated it.
He was the one, and it's now 10 to 11 and he's not answering his phone and he's nowhere to be seen. So I assume he's fast asleep.
But worry not, we're here to answer the questions.
Yeah.
You know, without Rav's stupid perspective
dragging us down,
we're going to be answering questions a storm. Let's start with a pegging question. No.
Someone did send an interesting pegging question, but we have to wait for Raz for that. I'm assuming he's going to turn up at some point during this recording, burst through the door.
I like this. Like, it's such like an optimistic assumption that he's going to turn up. I don't know. I kind of feel like he's not going to turn
really?
Up.
Really? Oh, okay. I think we should make a bet. All right. I'll bet you a fiver. He's going to turn up.
Okay. Well, no. I'll bet you one gift sub.
He's going to turn up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet your gift sub he's not going to turn up.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. I like that bet. Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see. See who's right and wrong.
Okay.
If you wish to make that gambit, you can join it and then gift a sub in our Twitch channels. Twitch.tv/Harry.
Always hustling. Squid Game. Always hustling.
Look at that. Always on.
Oh my God. I mean, he never rests.
I'm going to be gifting a sub because I think I'm going to be wrong, but you know, it's fine. Should we just hop? Actually, you know what, Lydia? We got two things to discuss quickly.
We do have two things to discuss.
Firstly, there was no episode went out last week because we were off on the bank holiday. It was a mix of bank holiday weeks, actually. It was kind of chaos.
Yeah, we had two bank holidays in a row. Isn't May has three bank holidays altogether or something like that?
It's too many. Like for the
Did
May's
you say
just
it's
been
too
grim
many?
It's too many. For the weather is just grim. You can't go outside and do anything.
You
it feels
can't
like
complain
a fucking
that
waste.
There's too many days off. There's too many paid days off.
I just wish they were spread out further into the year where it was nice and you could do something. I don't know.
A nice little July, bit of warmth, a little bit of something. Yeah, to be fair, it has just been pissing it down, hasn't it? Like,
it's just been really sad and
can't
just
really do
like,
much with it.
Which makes you want to stay inside for the bank holiday, which makes it all a blur. And then it's just like, okay.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
I'll so apologies, that. There was no episode last week. We very rarely miss an episode, actually. We're pretty on it.
We're pretty on it, apart from where we disappeared for like all of December. But apart from that, that was Jingle
we
Jam.
We were raising money for charity.
That was
we
Jingle
were doing,
Jam.
We were being the best people, Lydia. I think that was fine.
That's fine. We get a free pass for that.
Yep. Yeah. The other exciting thing, Lydia, is we're actually going to the podcast show from when this episode goes out, it'll probably be a week and a half.
Oh my God, it's really soon.
This episode will go out on the 16th and it will be a week and one day.
Oh my goodness.
We'll be on the 24th. We'll actually be recording a podcast live in a little special booth at the Shore booth. Shore love us so much and they are the best.
They are the best. We love them. We're talking into their microphones
right
now.
We're currently recording with Shore mics.
Yay!
Actually perfect. So thank you very much, Shore. I'm really excited. Lydia, are you excited?
I am excited. I was a bit nervous at first when this first was sort of like pitched to us, you know, like, do you want to come to the podcasting event and do a podcast? We were a little bit nervous because we were thinking like, is there an audience? Because we can't just be there like talking about pegging and Rav's talking about how he stands up to wife his ass and stuff with people who have no idea who we are, just looking at us so confused.
Yeah,
I was a little bit nervous about the idea.
Had this image of us talking to like an empty room with maybe like one fan sat on like a beanbag.
Yeah.
And then this dad walks past with like, you know, their daughter. And it's just as we're like reading out some horrible, and he like, you know, shakes his head and like, you know, puts his hands over his ears and like walks away.
Oh,
like,
no. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Papa. I feel like that would have been a little bit overwhelming, but we do have our own booth to record in. So we can be as disgusting and filthy as we want.
I'm excited to really make the Shure engineer sad. That's the bit that I'm waiting for.
Lovely.
Is to them, you know, we'll be so lovely before we go in, you know, la la la, making the small talk. Then we start recording the podcast. They're like turning disgusting faces. They're just like, what the fuck is this?
This is gross.
And by the end, they're just like, please leave. Please don't ever come back.
Exactly. Because we've never ever done our podcast in front of anyone else but just us, and
no,
so like this will be the first sort of like outside environment, other people involved, a foray into the real world. But yeah, so we will be there on the 24th of this month, May.
Yeah, we're not there for super long time, but I think around like 3 p.m. we'll do a tweet, we'll keep an eye on our Twitters, and if you're at the podcast and you show hanging out, come say hello.
We'll be
meandering around.
Yeah.
Feels like a very different world. I've been to a lot of gaming conventions, Lydia, but I've never gone to like... Actually, I lie. I went to the Gadget Show once. Did you go to the Gadget Show?
I've never been to the Gadget Show, no.
I feel like the Gadget Show is very... I feel like going to gaming conventions is very... I know what's there. Do you know what I mean? I'm so comfortable there. I know what to expect.
You're with your people, you know.
I'm with my people, right? Like 12-year-old kids with monster hats on, screaming, my people... But no, I feel like it's very normal to me going to a gaming convention. I understand what all the booths are going to be like. It's just, I don't feel like I get surprised very much when I go there.
No.
But going to like the Gadget Show and going to conventions I've not really been to before kind of scares me. I don't know what to expect. Do you know what I mean?
Will it be like cool, trendy podcast people? Will it be like slick dudes who will make fun of us and bully us? Like, what's it going to be like?
I don't know. I feel like that's why it's exciting. Because I feel like I listen to a few podcasts, but I'm not like big in the podcast world. I don't like know all the big guys. Are we going to like accidentally ego someone who's like huge?
Oh my God. We'll be like, oh, do you have a podcast? And it will be like,
Mr. Joe Rogan, do you have a podcast?
It'll be Joe Rogan, do you do a podcast?
do you do podcasting?
Oh my God. Yeah. Like because we don't know who else is going to be there. Right. So. So it's all a bit of a
I mean, it probably
mystery.
Says on the website, but I'm also not looking. Yeah. I'm not looking because I also kind of enjoy the, again, being ignorant.
Yeah, it's the element of surprise. Well, it's like when I very, very first, not joined the Yogscast, but like met the Yogscast when I was working for Xbox, and I didn't really know much about other YouTubers. And I went up to Duncan and said, do you do YouTube? And I
That's
was literally
great.
There
great, that.
Meeting the Yogscast, and I asked him if he did YouTube. So it'll be like that. But with podcasters.
Were you ready to like, you know, humbly explain the ins and outs of YouTube to him?
I was about to say, like,
you know, I'm semi-a YouTuber myself.
I've got the 150 subscribers. I can tell you how to do the ultimate tags to bring
in. Would you like some help, sir?
I can help you grow your channel. But yeah, so we're going to do that. I want to humble someone. That's my goal.
I want people to send in convention related questions, convention related stories,
nice.
Anything that you have, any tales from your experience of going to conventions. You know, did you see someone throw up in a bullpit? What have you seen?
What conventions do sometimes, don't they?
Bullpits. Yeah, kids throw up in bullpits all the time.
Yeah, that's normal.
You know, anything convention related, little convention related questions.
An awkward thing that happened, like an embarrassing story at a convention. Something like that.
Send them in.
Send them. We want to.
I'd love us to like do like a convention themed episode. It feels right while we're at a convention to do something con related.
Yeah. So get your questions in.
I guess we could. We could start. Actually, we should save ours. I was going to say we could prompt with a little bit of... I mean, we've both been to a lot of conventions.
Yeah. Maybe we should save them for
We should save them.
Yeah, for the main event. Okay, all right. I feel like we're ignoring the elephant in the room, or shall I say the big sausage-fingered man. There's been a lot going on in this country at the moment, but I feel like we shouldn't talk about it until if Ravs turns up.
I mean, honestly, if you want, I can tell you what Ravs is going to say.
What is Ravs going to
say? It's not going to be...
Can you do the accent?
Oh, fuck. No, this is... It's honestly, I can do it because he's not here.
Yeah.
I need to hear a Scottish person. 1 second.
All right.
Scottish accent. I just clicked on the first YouTube video and it's a British guy talking.
Oh.
That's so fucking British. It's just be like, sorry, mate. Yeah, I'll explain the Scottish accent to you.
Oh, for anyone that's confused, by the way, what I'm talking about, just in case, it's the we got King. He's now a king. King Charles III happened over the weekend. What would Ravs's reaction be?
He'd be like, Scotland is free forever. King is dead. Fuck the king. Republic.
What? You know what? There were moments there where I really believed it.
I was channeling my brave heart.
Yeah, there was a lot of where it went at the end, but it was beautiful for a bit. That was lovely, and I think that is exactly how Ravs feels about the situation. Scotland forever.
Yeah, I kind of just don't give a shit.
What? Ravs, is this the king of our country?
I was just like, I don't know. I just feel like, so everyone likes to argue about things so much nowadays.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm so tired. It's just like, is this a thing that I want to form a really strong opinion on? I just don't know if I don't know if it's that important. I don't know if I care.
It's not really important.
Overall, it was pretty gross though.
I do agree
with that. Like, holy fuck, what a extravagance of money in a time where we, you know, have people starving.
Exactly. It all feels just very gross and
just out of touch.
Out of touch. Right? Yes, exactly.
But also it's like hyper interesting that people love that, and that also we have a country that does that, and that is a thing. That is a real tradition, right?
It's
like you
nuts.
Can't take like that isn't just they didn't just make that up. They're like, we're gonna do the craziest thing ever.
This is gonna blow people's minds.
Like, no, that has literally been happening for hundreds of years.
Yeah. Do you think that the monarchy will ever be abolished? Ever?
In this country? Because it's been abolished quite a few other countries.
Yeah, so here, will they ever get rid of the monarchy?
I don't think so. I think it's way more likely it adapts. And that's what it should probably do.
Yeah.
Like they always say like modernizing the monarchy, right?
Well, isn't it is it in Holland or something like that where they have monarchs but they have like a normal wage and they have to work and stuff like that?
Holland, like, Sweden, a lot of European countries I think have quite like
normalized monarchy. I think that should be the way. You want to be king, fine, but you know, you have to work and you have to make, you know, you can't be earning, you can't be millions and all this gold and shit. You've just got to earn a normal salary. Yeah. That's what I'd say to him. That's what I'd say. I'd poke him in the chest as I said
required.
It. Yeah, exactly. And this whole fucking bullshit. We're turning into a serious podcast. What on earth? Come here for your news and your social commentary, biting social commentary. 0 degrees.
The bit that on abolishing the monarchy, because I think it's like that argument, just to touch on this quickly, because that argument, right, of the extreme wealth and like the disparity... It's gross. Like, why are we having basically a state-funded billionaire when we've already got hundreds of billionaires? We don't need another.
Why?
We've got enough of them. But then it is also like, fuck, I do kind of like that we don't get to choose our head of state, because fuck my life, are so many countries ran by utter assholes, including ours.
Yeah.
I don't trust anyone in Britain to choose a good head of state. So fuck it, maybe it actually is better we have some random old git.
Random 74-year-old
look, and if he is an absolute cunt, then yeah, maybe we'll get rid of it. So maybe that's a good check on you being not a cunt. I don't know. I just don't think I trust us. We've elected Boris Johnson, Lydia. There's no way we should get to choose the head of state. Do you understand how unhinged that person would be?
No. Oh, it's all so messy, isn't it? It's all horrible and messy.
I think it's far better the less you think about them.
Yes. I think it's better just to ignore all of this and let's do some questions, shall we? Let's talk. Let's think about some weird, dumb shit. Rav leaves
and this podcast changes.
Oh my God. We are now, this is the whole podcast has changed now. We are only talking about serious issues.
Hello and welcome to Bollitics Time with Lilia and Harry.
Bollitics.
Come on down to Bolly. Welcome to the Bolly. This is the new podcast from Lydia and Harry, famous co-hosts of Zoo Degrees, which closed when Ravs didn't turn up to his second recording because he was asleep. He was fired, so we made a new podcast, the Bolly.
I'd just like to clarify for everyone that Ravs is now 35 minutes late to this recording. My hope of my gift sub to my channel is slowly fading from my view. Yep.
I'm in the money, baby.
Oh my God, this is going to fucking ruin me. This is going to ruin me financially.
Never financially recover from this. All right, let's actually do a quick... Right. I can just already read the YouTube comments. They just talked about politics for 15 minutes and didn't answer a question.
Bring back Ravs. Bring back Ravs.
When Ravs is here, they always do question.
Maybe Ravs keeps us on the straight and narrow. We need Ravs.
Maybe. I feel like he just makes us talk about pegging.
I mean, he is. That's all he's into these days. He won't shut up about it. All right. First question. Should we do one from up here or from... Do you want to grab one?
Wait, I feel like we can never do this question. So I will say, you can keep this in. There's been a question about Takeshi's Castle in here for maybe like 2 months.
We just always skip over it for some reason. It's not that I don't want to answer it. I just don't think I ever have a good answer for it at the time. I can never think of a good answer.
Okay, let's just do the question. It's been here... I'm going to delete it if we don't do it right now.
Okay.
Okay. Hi everyone, what would you put in your very own Takeshi's Castle, assuming you have a big enough budget to do what you want? It's such a simple question.
But I can't think of anything interesting.
I feel like the thing is, I just think of Takeshi's Castle and all of their ideas are great. Do you know what I mean?
I'll be honest with you. The reason why I am actually struggling with this is it's been so long since I watched an episode of Takeshi's Castle. Like, I used to watch it when I was like 10 on Challenge TV, but yeah. I'm now an old woman and I can't really remember what kind of stuff is in it. You know, I need to do a Google.
Well, there's like the fucking lube wall, right?
Oh, yes.
Like the lubed up wall and shit.
Nice. Very nice. And they've got... Oh, I just remember the end with the robots and no one ever wins and it would always just kind of end and it would be like, oh, no one won again.
Yeah.
You know, like the robot car things? Was that it?
I feel like Total Wipeout really took the water elements of Takeshi Castle to the next level. So I really like those big bulls in Total Wipeout.
I don't know if they ever did them in Takeshi Castle.
Do you remember those? Like the giant like inflatable bulls you have to try and jump and bounce across.
Oh yeah.
They just made for so many hilarious clips of people fucking yeeting themselves off of it. I don't know. So like a ginormous one of those.
Would you like to do something like that yourself? Like, would you be up for doing something like that?
I would love to do Takeshi's Castle or Total Wipeout. Yeah. I mean, with the leg. Can you do it? Can we risk it? Can we risk Lydia? One last hurrah.
One last go around
for Lydia. Into the breach, Lydia.
I wonder, okay, so do you think anyone ever broke any bones on Takeshi's Castle? Do you think that's a thing? Did anyone ever break?
I don't think so.
Was it ever dangerous? Oh my God, has anyone ever died on Takeshi's Castle? You'd be glad to know there's been no reported casualties.
Oh my God.
Like that. Hold it. Wait.
What?
There's been 41 broken ribs from Takeshi's Castle.
Interesting that it's broken ribs. I guess it's because a lot of people just impacting on their stomachs, right?
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait. Okay, here we go. I found a list. I mean, this is a source, a random internet person, so this might not be true. There's been no reported casualties resulting from the making of Takeshi's Castle. However, there have been a number of injuries contestants have suffered from playing. 41 broken ribs, 19 broken jaws, 312 bruised chins, 282 bruised shins, 9 people were knocked out, 35 people suffered concussions, 276 people were winded, 2 had a fractured skull, 112 had a black eye, and 62 had torn muscles. So, people got fucked up.
Fractured skulls just thrown in there pretty lightly.
Just a couple of fractured skulls.
Seems like quite a bad one.
Actually, some people got kind of fucked up playing it. So maybe I should avoid it due to my my fragile disposition.
Yeah, I think we'll keep you safe. I like the one where it's the you have to run at like some like castle gate doors, and then only one door is actually real, but you have to like put force behind it. Basically, people running into walls.
It's like Fall Guys. It's one of the things on Fall Guys where you run at the wall. I bet that fucks you up, right? If you're running at it at full force.
Yeah. Like, this is where this question is so hard. I feel like all of the good ideas have been done without it being like actually dangerous.
Well, I mean, this is actually dangerous. College student, 19, was hospitalized after falling more than 6 feet into a 4 foot deep water filled moat. Apparently that.
Oh my God.
So wait, 6 foot into a 4 foot, I guess. Yeah, they must have just hit the bottom and fucked themselves up. Another contestant was hospitalized after trying to catch a 100-pound plastic ball nearly 6 foot in diameter. What? What is this? This show is insane.
That's so good.
So yeah, I guess you have to, there's always going to be like a worry that things are going to be a bit dangerous, but you don't want it to be so dangerous that it gets shut down, right? So what kind of shit could you do?
I do wonder how far it goes where you can just make people sign away their life.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the show. Like, how far does that actually go? How much does that give you like coverage?
Yeah, how does like, it, how does
if they
it work?
Literally die, are you liable to?
And you must be, right? You can't, I'm assuming they're not signing something that says that I'm okay if I die, you can't sue. But maybe, yeah, actually, maybe that is the thing that you sign. If I die, I'm not, my family can't sue or whatever. I'm going into this, you know.
But I guess it could be.
Fully.
Your family can't sue, but like, did something go wrong with the equipment?
Right. Do you know what I mean? Like, was it like, a fault of the production rather than like a.
They probably still could be at fault, but if everything was done perfectly, then there probably wouldn't have been no fault. I don't know.
Yeah. It's tricky.
Yeah, because a lot of the challenges, I always thought they looked pretty safe.
Yeah, like I'm looking through like the sort of images now on Google. I'm remembering them now, like running through that weird kind of hexagon maze.
There's a lot of just running over just, things
yeah,
on water.
Like water, those massive balls bouncing between them. Like none of it looks too like, oh my God, that's like death defying. Oh fuck, I forgot about that. Do you know where they smash through that... they're like, oh my God, I can't use my words. You know, they're like hanging, a Velcro fly fail. They have to like swing off of that thing and then smash through that wall. I don't know. Weird shit, man. We should fucking watch this show again. I'm remembering now how good this is.
The thing is, if we did one at Yogg's Lily, you would just be the perfect host. You would love hosting it though.
Oh, I'd host it. Yeah. I'd love to host it.
Having you just laugh and cackle at all of us and just be fucking golden.
We should do that. Oh my God, new members funded video. Takashi's Castle, Yogg's Cast style. Fuck yeah.
There must be like, there just must be places where they have all of that shit, right? Like,
oh, I just Googled, if we head over to, I think this might be in India, but they have
okay, that's fine.
Yeah, they sounds do an IRL Takashi's Castle. It's meant to be very good, but I can't really find much else. I don't know. Maybe it's too like, two people would be too liable if they did one
in real life. Very similar to, you know, Raven. Do you remember Raven?
No.
BBC Raven?
I didn't know that one.
The Scottish guy who looked, he had like jet black hair. He was one of Ravs's.
I'll Google it. Raven.
He was one of Ravs's guys.
Scottish.
What? Yeah, he was just do Raven BBC.
Raven BBC.
And then at the end of the episode, he turned into a raven.
Oh my God. Yes. Sorry. I remember him.
I mean, this was basically Takeshi's Castle, but just terrible.
Right. Oh my God. He was so spooky. What cool.
Was he?
Well, I don't know.
He was just the coolest guy. He was just cool. All the cool hair.
Just like the spooky man with all his feathers and his fake skulls.
He kind of did scare me, actually. You are right.
He's kind of spooky.
But yeah, we could probably just find like the abandoned set of this TV show and just go do it there.
Let's get him into the Yogg's Cast. Let's sign him up.
What is his name? What does he look like now? How has he aged? James McKenzie. That is the most Scottish name I've ever heard in my life.
It is very Scottish, isn't he? He's looking good. I've got a picture of him here drinking a G&T.
What's he been up to?
What's he doing?
Boozing.
Just it's drinking G&Ts.
Just been boozing.
Just non-stop G&Ts. He's appeared on River City. He was an actor. He also appeared in Still Game. He's just been fucking living life.
He's doing a lot of Comic Cons. Yeah, he's riding high off the Raven. Oh my God. Raven fame.
The Raven fame has taken him far and bought him a lot of double G&Ts. Good for him. Good for him.
Good for him.
Anyway, the long convoluted answer to that is we don't know what we would add.
And that's mostly why I didn't want to do the question.
Yeah, we just talked about Takashi's Castle. We didn't actually answer the question. But that's thank you for the question. Thank you.
I feel like Ravs must have selected this question and Ravs must have an amazing answer that we don't know.
Imagine how much we're missing out on because he's not here. I'm just looking at the countdown for my one gift sub. All right, I think I've got about 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Come on, Ravs.
He's 45 minutes late.
Come on, Ravs. Okay.
I mean, I just know that on your side, you're just like panic calling him. You're just like panic calling.
Come on, Ravs. This will financially ruin me. Come on. All right. Do you want to choose another question?
Yeah. I'm just going to choose one of pure random.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Today Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations of Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We've got a lovely question from one of our patrons. Thank you very much, patron.
We love you very much.
They say, "Hi guys, love the podcast. I'm 22 years old and I've never been in a relationship. I'd kind of hoped to meet someone naturally when I went to uni, but this didn't happen. I'm generally quite shy and reserved, don't drink or party, and with COVID, it's been a lot harder to meet new people. I've decided that once I graduate this year, I'm going to take up more active approaches to dating. I'm considering signing up to apps like Bumble and Hinge, but I'm worried my lack of dating experience could be off-putting to people. How do you approach the situation and what advice do you have to a late bloomer like me who only starting to date?" What a lovely question.
Yeah, okay. I think we could give some actual good, genuine advice for this rather than whatever shit we usually come out with.
I think we should build a bouncy castle wall. Sorry, I'm coming back. I've got the perfect answer to the Takeshi Castle one. Sorry, question asker. I empathize. Like, that's quite the situation to be in. I hadn't really imagined, you know, the effect of uni kids in COVID is obviously really, really bad, right? Mm. You know, it fucked up a lot of their studies, it fucked up a lot of their social life. But I didn't really think about how that would fuck up your dating life. And it really would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you can't meet people.
That, like, 1 or 2 year, just completely disconjointed. I'm really sorry.
God, people that started uni the year that COVID kicked off, because it was, you know, that's basically your entirety of your uni experience just fucked up by COVID. So I really feel for everyone that has experienced that. First and foremost, I'd say that 22 isn't that old at all.
I was also going to say, I feel like 22 is a perfectly fine age to start dating.
Exactly, 100%. 22 is still super young and there will be so many other people around your age that will be in the exact same situation as you are, especially due to COVID as well, who won't have dated much or at all and will be where you are. So firstly, I would say, like, don't worry about like your age or feeling like you're like behind everyone else, because you're really not. Like, people
also, like, any of those relationships that really happened below the age of 16 17, are they real? Do they math? Like, I don't know how much, like, real, like, adult value. They probably carry some, but, do you know what I mean? They're not, it's not crucial. Yeah. They're really not the most crucial relationships that people are having.
Yeah, like, yeah, 100%. Like, yeah, relationships don't really start getting... Until you get into your kind of the age you are now, really, until you start getting into your 20s and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's between the ages of like 18 to 25 that mm-hmm. it starts being real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's, again, there will be people listening to this who will be older and will be in your situation. Mm-hmm. There will always be people that will understand your situation. There will always be people that are in the same boat as you as well. Mm-hmm. I promise. And I really think if you're going on to what you've next said about dating apps, I think that is a good idea. Bumble and Hinge. So have you ever used dating apps, Harry?
When I used dating apps, it was only really Tinder.
Yeah, yeah.
And Grindr. No, but I never used Grindr. Just name dropping. but no, I when I was on them, Bumble and Hinge didn't exist.
Yeah.
They weren't very big. I'm not really familiar with, to be honest, how they even work. I know that one of them is only ladies can message first or something.
Yeah, that's Bumble. The girl has to message first.
And I know that those ones are very much less, do you want fuck? And more, do you want, what handhold?
Do you want to make love?
So I don't know. I would advise, whilst I think it's important to be upfront, I don't know if putting anything around not having been in a relationship before on your profile is a good idea.
Sorry. I agree.
I wouldn't be, not that I think it is off-putting, but I think plastering that as a selling point of yourself is not a selling point.
Yes.
I think it'd be a bit weird. I think it's perfectly fine you haven't been in a relationship. I mean, you can be upfront about that, but I wouldn't feel like you need to blast that and advertise that.
No, you're right. I think that's the kind of thing that you can bring up once you meet that person and you're talking and maybe start saying, so like, you know, you've been dating recently, and then you can say, well, you know, COVID, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the kind of thing you can start to talk about in person. No, I agreed, like, not plastering it on your bio is a good idea.
Back to dating apps though. Do you have good experience, bad experience? What's your thoughts?
I met two long-term partners off of dating apps. One I was with for 3 years, and one I was with for 2.5 years and lived with, and they met both of them off of dating apps. So,
well, that's a pretty good testimony.
Yeah, yeah. I think highly of them. I haven't used one in a long time. Like you, Hinge didn't exist when I was using them. I did use Bumble. But yeah, obviously, there's a lot of... You got to find you got to find that diamond in the rough. Like, you are, you know, there's going to be a lot of, it's not going to be all good.
It's a project, right? Yeah. It's not a 5-minute thing.
Yeah. And it can be quite time consuming. And it can be kind of disheartening as well when you go on dates and people aren't looking for the same thing that you're looking for, or people ghost you or they don't get back to you. Like, it's not all like, wowie, I'm just meeting the love of my life over and over again. It is a bit draining. But I do think that it can really, really work for people. And I do think 100% that there will be people on there who are in the same boat as you, who are also like just starting to get into dating and stuff. I honestly think
there'll be fucking so many people at the age of 22, especially considering COVID.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't had this, you know, this situation isn't unique to you. Mm-hmm, this is thousands and thousands of other young adults. Like, look who it is.
Oh my God.
Wagwan, hello.
52 minutes late. We have 10 minutes left of this recording.
Is it delayed to answer questions?
You just cost me £5, Rav, so you can give me a sub. How about that?
You got it.
Yes, Wait, where's my sub?
I'm gifting it right now.
Oh my God.
Go to your Twitch.
Oh my God, yes. I'm in the money. Drinks on me.
There you go. Nice pen, mate. Got gifted a sub from Harry.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
How you doing, Ravs?
I'm doing good. I snoozed my alarm because I forgot. I said, let's start at 10:30 today. And then I looked at my phone and it was like 11:15. I was like,
You dumb. You've missed the highs and lows of this.
We've done one question
two.
We didn't even answer it.
Oh,
well, we're on our second one.
We're on our second.
All right, dump me through it. What have our lovely listeners asked us today?
Well, we did the Takeshi Castle one that's been there for like 2 months.
Oh my God.
We finally conquered it, but we didn't really answer the question. We just talked about Takeshi's Castle. Nip that one
in the bud. Yeah, nice. Glad that one's off the checklist.
We did that. Yep.
And now we're helping someone who is 22 and they're looking to get into their first relationship, you know, post-COVID, post-uni. And they're just a little bit, you know, they're looking for advice. A little bit, they feel like they're a little bit of a late bloomer. We kind of both say, you're not really a late bloomer. 22 is not that late.
No, that's young.
I guess we were just talking about dating apps. And Lydia's saying, you know, she's had some great experiences using them. Have you had great experiences using dating apps? What's your take?
God, though. I used Tinder and I used Bumble. Hinge wasn't about back when I was using dating apps. And, you know, I just found it really awkward. I hated matching with someone and having like, you know, a little bit of conversation and then eventually just being ghosted by someone or fucking, I don't know. I didn't find it that great.
That's the dark side.
Yeah.
I really hated how Tinder worked. I just think it was horrible. Like that, like match, and then you're just like, yeah, but fuck it, you just keep going. Like, it's just, it felt very gamified. Do you know what I mean? And it felt really dehumanizing. And I just really fucking didn't like it. I don't know. I was put off of it, but I don't know. I hear so many good things about Hinge and Bumble from people who use them.
Yeah, Hinge is meant to be really good, isn't it? Actually, I was looking at a friend's Hinge the other day because they were showing me their profile, so I was just like looking through it, and it's quite cool. I don't know, the way they do it now, the way you kind of like show like who you are as a person, the things you're into. I like it. It seems it's come a long way since I was a young woman on the dating app scene. Hinge seems kind of cool.
Yeah, I think you'll be fine, sir. Write in and let us know when you had your first date. Honestly, this person just sounds like content to me. I mean, just keep writing in.
Let us know. Keep guiding us. We can make a podcast about it.
Let us guide you for every single step of your dating.
Oh, wait. Do we have any tips on like how you make your profile? All right. Good pictures, good quality, clear pictures. Make sure that every picture is not just with your mates, because when someone looks at it and they're like, which one are you? They might just be like, I can't, you know.
If you don't have a dog, find a friend with a dog and pose
with
the dog.
There needs to be a caveat on good pictures. There's a difference between good pictures and nice pictures and professionally taken photos. Mm-hmm. A load of professionally taken photos, I personally find really off-putting.
Yeah. Like, you want like candid shots?
Like, it makes you look like you're either extremely like you are a model or you're like a psychopath, in my opinion. I feel like there needs to be some reality, right?
Yeah.
There needs to be some reality to it that needs to show you that isn't just like, don't pay for some photographer £100 to go take professional photos of you. Don't do that. Your dating app profile.
If you can get a cute, candid picture, like maybe, you know, you laughing off in the distance as you sip your Prosecco or, you know, something cute.
Yeah, just see if you can sneak a nut in there as well. Just one nut. What? Just out of the flies.
A nut?
Just see if you can. What?
A sexual nut?
Anyway, we got to move on to, no, just a bull sack. Just one bull sack, one nut.
What the fuck?
Just get a sneaky
into
nut
his
in
profile
there.
Picture.
Oh, just get a sneaky nut.
No!
In there.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right, next question.
Look, we gave too much good advice, Lydia. These three some bad advice.
Oh, that's true, actually.
Pose with
too
the
good.
Boys, but have just like one nut just sagging out of your trousers or something.
Oh, no.
Good old sneaky nuts. Did you never hear of sneaky nuts, Lids?
No, what's that?
What show is it from, Ravs? Is it from Some High to High?
I can't remember. It may have been something like that.
Do you know one of my mates got sneaky nuts into our yearbook?
What the fuck is a sneaky nut?
It's literally where you would pop a bull sack pop a bull out of your flies for a photo. But we got it into our yearbook. Thinking back, I was like, we were like 14 in that picture.
Oh, that's what?
This is like weirdly technically like child porn. Like,
oh,
this is like
God.
Not okay. Like, our yearbook is like fucking cancelled. But yeah, they printed it. And everyone fucking
hope you
it.
Don't have your yearbook anymore. Throw that away.
I don't think I do, to be honest. No, I throw away a lot of my old shit.
Boys are so fucking weird. I swear to God. Bizarre.
Sneaky nuts.
Sneaky nuts.
What is it?
It must be something like that. I don't know. But
it's not in between. Is it something very like that, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it is. It's It's Angry Boys. That was
What's the girl equivalent? Sneaky tit. You just pop a tit out.
It's quite obvious though when you pop a titty out.
It's kind of hard. Like, maybe you could do sneaky nip, but I feel like that'd be pretty hard too.
Yeah.
Sneaky nuts. Just people aren't looking there usually.
And also just the singular ball coming out must look so gross. Just like that horrible ball. Sorry. Boys are just, gross. Disgusting.
Right, well, don't put a sneaky nut in your profile.
You're just
clearly
jealous that you can't play sneaky flap.
sneaky flap. Oh, my sneaky God. Curtains. I mean, you could if you tried hard enough.
Sneaky curtains.
Sneaky curtains.
No. I reckon you could do that.
Oh, my God. What a...
Actually, you couldn't.
Next 0 degrees meet-up photo. It's just fucking Mickey around with a pool out. Lydia with a flap out.
Oh, God.
We're all doing it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, right. Well, Ravs, as punishment for being late, you got to choose our last question.
Okay, let me get the sheet open rapido.
He doesn't even have the sheet open. He's been here for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Well, you guys said you were 56 minutes into the podcast. So I was
we've been dicking about a lot as well.
That's very fair.
Slash waiting.
All right, last question.
Oh, there's one at the bottom that you can grab if you want. We passed on it for you.
For fuck's sake. Okay. Yeah, I guess I was late, so I have to read this. Uh-huh. Hello, Peggers and Peggies and Harry. Is Peggy gay?
Wait, am I being, am I a pegger? Am I a pegger in this then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
You would be the pegger.
Okay, right.
In this.
I really love that I'm not included in
this. Why isn't Harry a peggy?
Is pegging gay? It's obviously not gay, but this question has caused a schism in my friend group. The pro peggers think it's obviously not gay because there's a woman involved. The anti-peggers think it's gay because it's still a phallic object going into the brown. We need more opinions. Is pegging gay? P.S. I don't really understand the logic of straight men. It's literally a woman fucking you. I love that. That's such a good add-on at the end.
Okay, so I guess this is just like a nice short and sweet way to end the podcast, right?
Is it?
Is there going to be much nuance to this?
I don't know if it was sweet. I was just arguing against that.
No, it's not sweet. Ravs, what do you say as our chief pegger? Peggy, sorry.
I don't think it's gay, no.
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 I don't think it's gay, but I think if you want it to be gay, it can be gay.
Sure.
Yeah. And I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's fine as well.
That's some deep logic right there.
But you can be completely straight and enjoy
pegging,
getting pegged.
Pegging can be two women, right? It doesn't have to be a woman to a man. It can be a woman to a woman, and that's still pegging.
And
that's gay, and that's lesbians having a fun time. So that's
fine.
So pegging can be gay if you want it to be gay.
Yeah. Well, I guess they're talking about in this specific scenario, it's a man being pegged by a woman, right?
Sure.
And they're saying,
So wait, what are you saying, Lids?
That's not gay, nah. No, I mean, in that scenario, I think it's just a straight up woman fucking you, doing you. Sorry, I'm not as well versed on this as Ravs is.
Do you know? Does it change it if it? Now this might be too gross. Some people may need to retract.
Where's this going?
Just for the hypothetical.
Right.
Imagine the pegging object has, you know, realistic features of the phallus.
Yeah.
Does that change it?
No, don't think so.
I don't think so, no. Hmm. No, I think it's not innately a gay act unless you want it to be a gay act. I think that it's your decision, right?
Yeah, and if a woman stuck a finger up there, it's not like, you know, oh, that's so gay what you're doing. Like, that's a perfectly fine, normal thing to do.
There's a magical area in your butthole as a man that feels nice to be stimulated.
Yeah, exactly. There's no problem if it is, but I don't think it is. No. I say go for it.
Yeah.
Zero Degrees blesses this peg. Yeah. This pegging is brought to you by Zero Degrees. Is it gay? Not really.
Unless you want it to be. Yeah. And then,
in which case, that's fine. It's gay as shit, homie. Yeah. Get pegged.
I think that's, yeah. Okay, cool. I think we solved that.
Yeah. I think we've solved pegging.
Yeah. Easy
clap. Easy clap. Easy clap.
It's totally fine.
It's totally fine. I don't know if Dorowski has to say this to himself.
He's just reassuring himself. It's okay.
He's like patting himself on the back while he's doing it. Like, it's fine. This is fine.
This is fine. This is okay.
It is fine, Ravs. You don't need to reassure
yourself.
It's literally
a woman fucking me.
Or not. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Or
not. Whoever you want, Ravs.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I'm so glad you could join us, Ravs, for this special question.
So great to come in and answered this question.
So glad. I'm already so glad that you turned up for the last small portion of this podcast.
Glad I got out of bed after I realized I was late.
I'm very glad you joined us.
Yeah, thanks, Ravs.
We mentioned, Ravs, that we'll be at the podcast show on the 24th.
Oh, yes. We're coming to London to the podcast show on the 24th, right?
We are. I said we'll tweet out what times we're there. So, if we know people are hanging out, they can come say hello. I think we'll just be having a little meander around, won't we? And then do a little recording at the Shore booth, which will be very exciting.
So if you guys want to send us like some convention themed questions, or perhaps you've been to a show or you're going to a show and you've got some problems or whatever you want help with, that'd be handy.
I mean, we can always rely upon our furry community to send in some furry convention related questions.
Oh yeah, now we're talking.
Well, look at it, you guys. You guys have got the best shit.
This is crazy as shit though, right? Because we're going to London to like sit in a booth in a convention centre that's like nuts. It's like kind of crazy.
I just keep saying that we're sitting in a booth in the hope that it isn't going to be a debate and we're actually going to be in front of an audience. I feel like if I materialize it in my brain, we will just be sat in a booth, which I'm sure we will be. But I have this worrying suspicion we're about to get, oh, mate, yeah, sorry, been a switch up. You're on stage now. And they were just like, looks at notes. Fairy butt, furry butthole question,
tap the mic. Ahem, is this thing on? Question one.
Oh, God. What is
this? Pegging.
Yeah.
I can't. I get shy sometimes just talking by myself in this room. I can't talk about pegging in front of everyone. I'm just an innocent, sweet girl. I can't.
You get shy talking to yourself?
No, not like that. I mean, I'm recording the podcast by myself right now talking about stuff. Okay. And sometimes I get shy talking about it because I'm like, oh, that's a bit saucy. I can't do it in front of people. Just an innocent little girl.
I wanted to do it in front of Dave, the audio technician.
No, Dave. Don't judge me, Dave. I was brought up wrong.
Do you reckon we could get that guy on, like whoever the audio tech is, to be on as a guest?
Oh yeah, that'd be so good.
No, poor Dave. Don't make him go through this.
Pegging. Is it me?
Dave, would you eat the cum furry pizza?
Oh no, Dave.
Dave, what do you think about Ron?
That's a goober.
Alright, that's enough for today. Alright, we'll catch you later.
See you next week.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you later.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.